Welcome to Reflections Took a Minute, Season 6, Episode 14. Wow, I can't believe we're already at the penultimate episode for Reflections Took a Minute, Season 6. Wow, how time flies and how quickly this Ramadan has gone by. I hope that it has been productive for you. I hope that it has been spiritually fulfilling. And I hope that all of the dua that you have made in this Ramadan that are of good intentions and will be useful for you here in this world and hereafter will be answered by Almighty Allah in the best of ways. Ameen. For today's episode, I'm going to be sharing a life lesson from Prophet Lut alayhi salam. Prophet Lut alayhi salam was sent to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, who were deep in all types of corruption, unspeakable evil, and sexual perversions. Prophet Lut alayhi salam stayed steadfast and did his best to preach about the evil of their ways to them. And even though they were not willing to change, he made sure that he held steadfast to his own faith and held himself to very high and strong moral values. As Muslims in the current world that we are now, it's really very strange to a lot of people and weird to a lot of people when you say, "Oh, I don't drink because I'm Muslim. I don't smoke because I'm a Muslim. I don't go partying because I'm a Muslim. I don't do so many other kinds of things because I'm a Muslim." People will be like, "Ah, really? Why are you saying that? Why are you saying that? Oh, you're letting Allah's religion control your life, blah, 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 blah." But the truth is that if Almighty Allah has enjoined us to stay away from something, as Muslims, we must stay away from that thing, regardless of how cool it might look. And if Almighty Allah has asked us to do something, we must completely obey Almighty Allah in doing it, whether that thing is cool or not. We must remember that the best reward that we can get as Muslims is making it into Jannah and not owning this world. And remember that making it into Jannah is only going to happen by the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah upon us as we strive our very best to worship Him in the best of ways on this earth. Almighty Allah and all the prophets have counseled us that this world is temporary, and at the end of the day, it's going to end. And we are strangers in it. So let us not be carried away with the activities of this world and hold ourselves to high moral standards as Muslims. As Ramadan is coming to an end, a lot of people might be tempted to go back to whatever bad habits, you know, evil deeds, sins, or whatever it is that we left just for the sake of Ramadan. But please, try as much as possible not to. Make dua for Almighty Allah to change you for the better. If you're able to stop drinking, if you're able to stop partying, if you're able to stop whatever kind of vice, just for Ramadan, pray that Almighty Allah guides you to continue to stay steadfast on not returning to that particular sin. Do not let the devil trick you into believing that just because Ramadan is over, you can now get back to doing all of those things. I mean, after all, you abstained for Ramadan. You've earned the right to go back. No. Do not allow Shaitan deceive you in that manner. Also, for the good deeds that you have been able to incorporate into your life in Ramadan, pray that Almighty Allah allow those good deeds to stay with you. Pray that Almighty Allah allow those acts of worship that you've started to imbibe in stay with you, that you continue and not leave it anymore. May Almighty Allah continue to help us strive to be better Muslims, worthy of Almighty Allah's mercy and entrance into Jannah. Ameen. For our dua prompt today, I will still share with us the zikr that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam shared with us for the last 10 days of Ramadan that says, "Allahumma innaka afun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni." Oh Allah, you love to pardon. You are the best of pardoners, so please pardon me. Praying to Almighty Allah is part of acts of worship. So do not feel shy at all to ask your Lord, your Rabb, the one who created you, the one who knew you even before you knew yourself, for all the things that you need. Thank you so much for listening and have yourself a fantastic iftar.